Okay, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Dwight Powell, and my presentation is going to be on my project called Accessible Expression. It is a wheelchair customizing device that allows expression accessibly to everyone, really, so for people with wheelchairs. So the reason I embarked on this project is because every day when I wake up in the morning, or the average person wakes up in the morning, they get dressed. They either put on a shirt and tie, or they put on sweats, or they put on whatever it is they're going to wear for the day. And for the most part, that uniform that they're wearing depicts something about them, what they're going to do that day. And it expresses some sort of message to everyone that sees them throughout the day. Someone in a wheelchair, on the other hand, although they may be able to put on the different types of clothes they want to express themselves, they always have this wheelchair that will, for the most part, look the same. It's very rare that someone has the ability to have either a customized wheelchair or be able to design their own wheelchair. So I wanted to develop something that could allow them easily and affordably to alter the appearance of their wheelchair aesthetically to either fit their mood, fit their environment, or simply another form of expression. So what I've started to develop is something called expression disc. Now this is the base. So this, if you can imagine, will attach to the inner rim of a wheelchair. These spokes will line up with the spokes of their wheelchair and will be attached with Velcro. And this base is much smaller than the actual wheel, if you can imagine that. So this centerpiece is going to be lined with Velcro to allow a larger disc to stick on and be easily removed with the design of their choice on it. And this is an example of the back of what I would call the expression discs that will be customizable and have different designs on the other side. But on the back, we'll also have a matching Velcro area to attach to the base, which is semi-permanently attached to the wheel. Nothing is going to be welded on. It'll all be attached using Velcro straps. So if they want to remove it completely, they can. So this is kind of an example of a design that someone could use. So this is how it would look. The centerpiece would be in the middle, and then these spokes would be attached, and everything would be within, or 2 to 3 inches from the actual rim of the wheel or the tire. And that would be an example of how it would look with the piece laid in. So when I was developing the ideas for this project, I was kind of very ambitious at first. I wanted to originally have a semi-permanent section which pieces could slide in and out of, and I also thought about having a backlit LED panel with a grid of lights for safety reasons. Maybe at night crossing the street, it would be something that they could be more visible for cars and whatnot. But then I had a meeting with a friend of mine, actually, who he's in a wheelchair, and he used to be a manager for a football team and a basketball team at the Division I level. So he's been around people of all different backgrounds and has a very good perspective on, obviously, the situation of being in a wheelchair. So after speaking to him, I came to a couple of challenges in my design process, the first of which was the actual functional design. One thing I hadn't taken into account was the fact that it can in no way interfere with the functionality of the wheelchair. Obviously, that was in the back of my mind, but that was something that needed to be directly addressed. So first and foremost, the width of the panels cannot exceed the width of the wheelchair. They must be laid in underneath the part in which you hold. And second, you should never touch the disc without intentionally touching the disc. It should never graze your fingers. It should never get in the way of anything functional about the wheelchair. And second, it should be as close to weightless as possible. Because that's obviously something important when you're manually moving the wheelchair. And the last point, which I found most helpful and most interesting, especially with how excited I guess I was about the design that I had come up with, was there was a very important disparity between self-expression and additional attention, which he brought to light for me. So mostly with the idea of the LED backlights, he originally thought it would be an interesting idea, and I asked him what interesting meant, and he said, I could see some people with a wheelchair wanting and almost needing this and being extremely excited about it, and others completely writing off the project on account of the fact that there were these LED lights. And when I continued to ask him about that, he said he is excited about the concept of self-expression through the wheelchair panels, and being able to add and remove the panels was his favorite point. So the fact that there would be LED lights for him personally would draw too much attention to the chair and detract from himself, so he would no longer be expressing himself. He would now become the expression along with the wheelchair. So the wheelchair would be drawing away too much from his own personality and be kind of, it would seem like some sort of sideshow that he had these lights and this fancy design. So then I realized that, so from that, the point of emphasis for my design was the ability to add and remove discs at your leisure, and also once the disc is removed, to leave the wheelchair relatively plain, to have almost no color, to have no designs, and to have as small of features as possible. Originally, rather than these, this spoke design, I had this centerpiece expanding out, as just cutting out from this, whatever material it would be, and creating sort of like a matte background. But this, he said, would be much more appealing because it could almost, it would look as if the center was just filled in and you could still see through the wheel if you didn't want to have anything on it. So I brought a small cardboard prototype. Obviously, this is a very good design. So this is somewhat what the back would look like.
Okay.
So there would be these Velcro straps that would easily be attached to this so that they could add and remove as they would like. Mm-hmm. And then these straps, this is much smaller, so they're kind of hard to move. But as I would lay it onto the spokes, I would feed this through and wrap it back around so that I could hold it in place.
I got it.
And also a feature that I was thinking about working with, because one of the things I wanted to make sure was incorporated is I didn't want anyone to have to help them in any way, and I also didn't want them to get out of the chair. So I was planning on incorporating some magnets onto here, which haven't come in yet, but I didn't want to waste them on this. But I was going to incorporate some small magnets so that when you're adjusting the straps, at least it would stay in place for while there were no straps in place. So yeah, that's pretty much all there is. I don't know if you guys want to take a look at that.
Yeah, I think this really brought it to, I didn't quite get what you were going at there, but this made it a lot more real to me. So this part is inside the spokes or outside the spokes?
It's laid over the spokes.
It's laid over it, okay. Yeah. And then this is outside of it as well.
Yeah.
But this can be any size, and this is obviously interchangeable.
Yeah.
You can have one for Monday, different one for Tuesday.
One of the examples I kind of talked to with Elliot, my friend who's in the wheelchair, about was, for example, if you were to, God forbid, come to a game, a basketball game, and want to have a go Stanford basketball.
Yeah.
If, for example, you wanted to have a Go Stanford basketball panel, and then you lost the game and he had a meeting you wanted to go to and you didn't want to talk about it, you could take those off easily and then put on, for example, just maybe plain black or maybe something else.
Black for mourning.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But I think it's very impressive, the research and the consideration that you took into for the product, because I was trying to think of, like, how I have a friend who's also in a wheelchair, and I'm just trying to think of, like, how they would spin a little, do one thing, keep on spinning till they can actually like latch on the entire like shield outside the wheel. But it's great that you took in consideration something that they don't need assistance with. And on top of that, the social as well as the cultural, background to it as well. If you had to choose what kind of material to make the cap out of, what would you decide?
I was thinking of some sort of, like, either MDF or, like, a wood material, possibly something lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get access to maybe a thin aluminum or something like that. But I just want to make sure as light as weight as possible. Lends to the functionality. So,
because in terms of marketing, I could see it like you can buy your own like playing cap, and then you can also do like removable stickers. Like you could build your own set. There's so many different windows you can go with this from a business standpoint.
I like the idea. It seems very simple, doable. It meets a lot of good specs for it, and you got good information. I didn't quite get it when you were explaining it, so you might, for your final presentation, have a picture of this up front that would make it clearer to me. See, and that one really didn't have a picture of the wheel. Yeah. It had a picture of the wheel later on, which helped a bit. It's always good if you have pictures. So if you're a friend, if you can get a picture of him, if he'll allow you to take a picture and include that, because that adds a personal nature to it. I mean, you talked about that a little bit. It'll really drive it home if you have a picture of him. And it'd be great if you can have him, a picture of him, you know, with this on it, you know, with the Stanford logo and stuff. So that would be good. I'm really glad you found something within your skill level that you could do. Especially since you're on your own, I think it's a very viable idea.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So, that's fine.